For decades, the WAC Bennett Dam in northeastern BC has been celebrated as a feat of engineering in the province. It provides about a quarter of the province's electricity and welcomes hundreds of visitors every year to learn about how it was built. Now, BC Hydro is shining a light on the darker part of the story, the First Nations people who were displaced, the lives lost, and some of the cultural trauma that went along with it. Chris O'Reilly is the deputy CEO of BC Hydro, and he joins me on the line this morning. Nice to have you with us, Chris.
Thanks, Carolina.
For people who don't know, what were some of the more negative impacts of this dam?
The construction of the dam in the 1960s obviously blocked the river, the Peace River, and created an enormous reservoir and inundated the forests and the waters, which were the traditional and the current home of a number of First Nations communities there. And those communities were disrupted, had to move. The dam blocked the transportation corridors that they used to reach out to family and trade.
They were, in essence, isolated.
Absolutely. And the traditional river boats they used weren't well suited to the reservoir. And there was extensive debris on the reservoir post-construction. And a number of lives were lost in that time, in those early days, as people tried to use these boats to get across the reservoir.
All these years later, why does BC Hydro want to tell this story?
Well, we decided to refurbish the visitor's center about 4 or 5 years ago, and we realized very quickly that the story of the impacts of the dam on the First Nations and Métis people had to be part of that, and that we had recently done two financial settlements with the Sekè Dene and Kwadacha First Nations around the impacts of the dam, and we felt that this telling the story was an important part in the reconciliation process.
And you have been part of these conversations with individuals. What was it like for you to hear these stories?
Well, it's a difficult, it's a difficult story. I've worked at BC Hydro for 26 years, and I share the pride in the Bennett Dam as an engineering marvel, and I continue to be thankful for the prosperity it's lended to our province, but it's very difficult to hear the painful stories about the impacts on the people that live there.
And still some painful stories. We spoke to Roland Wilson, chief of West Moberly First Nation, and asked him for his thoughts on this exhibit. I'd like to share what he said to us.
They talk about, they're doing this to show that they're sorry for the atrocities that they caused the First Nations. Meanwhile, here they are building Site C and doing it again. They're trying to make themselves look sympathetic to the people. They know what they're doing. You know, there's nothing clean about a large-scale hydroelectric dam and destroying, the last remaining 80 kilometers of river valley that we have on the Peace River. There's no adage saying, if you're really sorry, stop saying sorry. Like, just stop doing it. It doesn't mean anything if you just keep doing it.
That's Roland Wilson. Your thoughts on that reaction to both this exhibit and the fact that Site C continues to go forward?
Well, I absolutely respect Chief Wilson's perspective on Site C and appreciate his passion and commitment on the issue. I think Site C is quite a different situation from what happened in the 1960s.
How so?
Well, the regulatory environment is quite different. Site C has gone through a three-year independent joint federal-provincial environmental panel, and coming out of that, there was 175 very strict conditions imposed on the construction. And second, the legal framework around how we engage with First Nations is completely different. So for Site C, we've been consulting with First Nations for 8 or 9 years, and that the quality and extent of that consultation has been evaluated by the independent panel as well as the courts in a couple court cases. And the input or the results of that consultation has been fed into those environmental conditions and into the design of the dam. So it is very meaningful. We've also had extensive involvement in procurement by First Nations, so there are benefits flowing. There's been over $100 million of of procurement awarded to First Nations companies, and there's over 50 Aboriginal people working on the project.
And yet we're still talking about a tremendous loss of land, an irreparable change to the landscape. Does it give you pause to think that you might want to take your time on this project, Site C, to make sure that 40 or 50 years from now there's not a new exhibit apologizing for it?
Well, I think we've taken the time, as this project has been under consideration for many, many years. And I mentioned the environmental process, the three-year process, and the extensive planning and consultation period. I think the other point is it's a much different physically from the Site C is much different physically from the Bennett Dam. The reservoir is only about 5% of the area of the Bennett Dam, or Bennett Dam Reservoir, yet it produces about a third of the power of the upstream facilities, and that's because we're reusing or recycling the water through the third dam. So I just don't think it's true or accurate to say it's Site C is a repeat of the Bennett Dam situation.
Getting back to the exhibit, what is the major point that you'd like people to take from it when they come and visit?
Well, I think we want people to understand the full picture of the dam. And as we said, there's tremendous benefits that come from hydroelectricity in our province, and we all benefit from the prosperity that it's brought. But there are impacts, and there were certainly impacts. Serious impacts when that dam was built in the 1960s. So we think it builds understanding to see that full picture, and it contributes to reconciliation, you know, for BC Hydro and broadly in our society. So I would like all British Columbians to put it on their list of things they want to see and go up to the piece and walk through that center.
Chris O'Reilly, how will you know that this exhibit has achieved those things, that it has built understanding and taken that step towards reconciliation?
Well, I think we've already made some progress, and we had a tremendous opening celebration there last week, and there were over 100 Aboriginal people, including many elders who'd traveled a long way to be there. The folks from Quidacha traveled over 10 hours on a bus through some pretty rough roads to get there, and there was a real spirit of reconciliation and generosity in that session. And I know it very deeply affected the BC Hydro employees who were there and part of it, and who work in the dam every day. So I think we've already seen a benefit just from going through the exercise of creating the gallery. I think there is a broader growth in awareness and understanding of Aboriginal issues in our province, and certainly compared to where we were, you know, when I was younger, child. And, you know, I think efforts like this are part of that process.
Chris O'Reilly, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, Carolina.
Chris O'Reilly is Deputy CEO of BC Hydro. You can see that new exhibit, Our Story, Our Voice, at the WAC Bennett Dam site near Hudson's Hope.